Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, we always focus on the precious metals, and look, the precious metals have had a bit of a bounce from when everyone was worried that they were going to break down, but still, you look at something like gold. Gold is now, in a way, almost establishing a trading range under 1800, and 1800 was the level that it was pretty much around for the last 4 to 5 months. Silver's rebounded back into its over 1 year long trading range, but it's still at more the bottom of that trading range in the $23 region. And the stocks, even though we did get another little bit of a bounce over the last few weeks, the stocks, unfortunately, or at least you can potentially make the argument that it is nothing more than an oversold bounce that the stocks have gone to. Overall, these downtrends that have been in place for something like GDX since that August high of last year, they're still in place. So, Dave, what's your takeaway? Where's the next catalyst going to come from? What can precious and metals investors hope for?
Yeah, it's still pretty frustrating in this sector. Like you say, we've had this oversold bounce, but there are encouraging signs. The miners and silver now are showing relative strength to the gold price. The gold price has raised and now it's between 1720 and 1800 as it straddles its 100-week moving average for the past, what is it, like past 5 or 6 weeks. It's trending upwards with the 100-week moving average. But a catalyst could be coming up here, Corey, as you mentioned, what the next catalyst might be. We got the next Fed meeting coming up on November 3rd, which is the week after next. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to be announcing a taper, you know, and the stock market has gone back up to new highs. So they've got room to announce this taper to the market. And I think it could be a buy the news event for the gold price, because it's been that just the jawboning of this taper has kept pressure on the gold price since June, and especially the shares. The shares have been selling off relentlessly since June. You know, we talked about this. A lot of these speculators have taken their tax losses on a lot of these juniors already. Sure, there's probably some tax loss selling to go yet. Maybe some are waiting for a bounce here to sell some more. But I think that could be the next catalyst. And that's coming up a week after next on a Wednesday.
Yeah, Dave, it's going to be interesting to see what the Fed actually does. Are they going to actually kick off the tapering and get it going so that it's done by next summer so they can start cutting rates? Or are they going to jawbone further and say, well, let's just wait and see how this works out because inflation's been frustrating, in Jerome Powell's own words. As far as the mining stocks, you had put out a pretty good call, I think, a week or two ago where you said GDXJ may get up to 44 and then get capped there. Do you still see that as the short-term resistance for more of the junior miner side? And I would say that even GDXJ doesn't really reflect the true juniors, but you know, it's the best marker we have. What are you looking at as far as GDXJ?
Yeah, I do. That's where it's having some trouble right now at the 44 level, at resistance level, and also RSI 50 level on the weekly chart. You know, a really good possibility could be a right shoulder forming here now and coming down to test that 39.50 support area and form a right shoulder for an inverted head and shoulders bottom. That could be a possibility heading into that meeting in a few weeks. But, you know, as far as the juniors are concerned, there's a lot of them became deeply, deeply oversold and bounced a lot stronger than other ones. I put some money to work in a few that were on my watch list that just became too cheap for me to pass up. And I spent about 15% of my 25% cash position, and I'm holding that other 10% to see how this plays out, because, you know, I've been saying that once this does bottom, I don't think it's going to be a V bottom. I think it's going to be an accumulative bottom. That might be the way it's going to play out here. So although I think we've probably seen the lows in the sector as far as the mining stocks are concerned in the GDXJ, I think you could still see some other juniors go a bit lower. Some will bounce a little bit higher, because it was what I have been seeing is one by one, some of these juniors that got deeply oversold, they have started to pop one by one. So like I said, I think it could probably be an accumulative bottom here for the next few months or so.
Dave, what about the fact that it seems like every other sector is outperforming the precious metals right now, even other resource sectors, because copper is doing well, oil, energy broadly is doing well. the U.S. markets after a little bit of weakness. Those have bounced back. Bitcoin's breaking out to new highs. It's the precious metals getting left behind again, which unfortunately almost seems like it's been the story of, well, the last decade. Although we did have a nice run the last few years, really pre-COVID and right after the COVID lockdowns. But now we're in a year and a half pullback. And again, people are making money elsewhere. So why bother with the precious metals?
Exactly. And that's been the issue for these juniors. If we take a step back and we look at the GDX, ever since it bottomed in the first quarter of 2016, the miners have been created this huge accumulative base. It was like 6 or 7 years. And then it finally broke out of that base. And then once it broke out of that base, it got a little too far ahead of itself. All it's done is come back to test that breakout area, which is about the 30 level. And we did sell below that level, and it looks like it might be a little bear trap here. If the GDX can hold that 30 level on a monthly closing basis here at the end of October, and I think once it gets above 35, I think it's a really good chance that we have seen the low. So although everything else, as you said, has been going up except for the precious metal space, there are encouraging signs here. And I mean, this is a sector that you want to take a look at, even though it's really gone to sleep. I mean, a sector that's really gone to sleep and that is really undervalued in relation to the commodity that they're mining, which is gold and silver. These things are extremely cheap. And we've been saying that for a long time. You know, they can stay extremely cheap while we try to remain solvent and getting into them at the right time. And, you know, history in this sector shows us that getting into these things at the right time is at a time like this when everybody's ignoring it. Most everybody that was in it before has already sold it. And the valuation of these things is incredibly cheap in relation to the silver price. We just have to have a cash account and patience. So, you know, just a little more patience is going to be required here. As like I said, I think we have seen the lows. I mean, that's not guaranteed. There's nothing guaranteed in this sector. But signs are pointing that we've probably seen the lows, but we could base build for a while here, which is a good thing. It still gives you lots of time to do all your research, you know, talk to these companies, get in, make sure you get into the right ones at the lows here to hold for the next upleg.
Yeah, Dave, it's an interesting case where things have been sleepy for so long, but people should think back that it wasn't that long ago that uranium was sleepy. It wasn't that long ago that copper was sleepy. It wasn't that long ago that oil and nat gas stocks were sleepy. And we've seen some of those commodities start to take off. So there also is the larger commodity uptrend in place besides the monetary metals component with all of the central bank musings. So when you're in this kind of environment where it's slow, it's kind of a side, we were calling this a precious metals purgatory off mic, just a slow grinding, not really going to heaven, not really going to hell, just a slow grind sideways that bores people to death when other markets are running. What are you looking at? You mentioned you were nibbling a little bit with some of that dry powder. Are you looking more at growth-oriented producers, developers, exploration stocks, royalty companies? What has your eye at this point in the cycle?
Well, I got into a few developers that are basically optionality plays on the gold price and the silver price. You know, the companies that have got these huge projects that are, some of them are even at the finance stage, and some of them that are at the PEA stage. They've already proved up these huge resources, and the stock price has just sold down so much to where their valuations are very cheap. They're just like little lottery tickets on the price of gold. So if you think the price of gold has a really good chance of finally breaking out of this consolidation and breaking above 1900 within the next 6 months, these are the things you should be taking a look at. You know, things that had these huge moves during the March 2020 to August 2020 run up, and then consolidated those moves and came and some of them even sold back down even more to where investors have completely forgotten about them. And plus, they do have enough cash in the bank to keep them going for the next year or two. You know, some of them are higher margin. Some of them I've seen are lower margin. I've gotten into the higher margin ones, you know, companies that are de-risking higher margin projects that have these huge deposits that they've de-risked to either, like I said, the PEA stage or the feasibility stage, or even in one case, a silver company to the finance stage. You know, these companies are on sale and they've been forgotten about by the market. And, you know, I chart these things like every day I watch them. I have them on a watch list and I follow them, and a couple of them I've traded in and out before in the past, and I've done really well on them trying to pick a bottom. And that's really dangerous to do, but if you really follow a chart, you almost be one with it, and you can get ahead of its moves because of what it's done in the past. You look at volume and look at where it's trading, look at moving averages, look how oversold it's become, and the reasons why it got down there. Are those reasons why it got down there? Are they getting more positive for the company? It could be jurisdictional. It could be any number of things. But that's what I like to do. I like to find these stocks that have become so out of favor, sold down so low that the risk is pretty much gone. Sure, it could trade sideways and it might be dead money for a while, but all it takes is one or two of them to pop and you could do really, really well.
Well, Dave, it does sound like you are focusing on some of these more de-risk projects, maybe outside of some of those high-risk explorers. But one thing that you said too is all about cash in the bank. So these companies need cash in the bank right now because we don't know when another financing window is going to come. And quite frankly, we don't know when another bounce to these stocks are going to come or if there is another washout ahead of us. The fact of the matter is the market's been slow. I understand some of the fundamental arguments as to why the precious metal should move higher. But hey, we were stuck in a long bear market and that still resonates with a lot of investors. And unfortunately, a lot of the new investors that dabbled in the precious metals market, I do think of turned away again and are focused on other markets. So a lot of moving pieces, but one thing to remember is precious metals are never just in a vacuum all by themselves. And quite frankly, hey, there's a lot of other markets that are making people money right now. Dave, great chatting with you. We'll chat again next week and hopefully on the back of some more positive news, but who knows, might be just another slow time for the precious metals. Dave, thanks as always for your time today, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks a lot, guys.